Okay, we are live on BS Radio. This is Win Free, Monday, April 12th, 3 days away from tax time. And we have a conference call on the line between the conference line and BBS. And we're having one of those nights of technical difficulties for James. Terry, are you on the line?
Yes, I am. Okay. I am.
For whatever it's worth, the static happened when you and Terry came on the line, so it might...
Is that Michael in Encinitas?
In San Diego, yes.
Do we still have a lot of static?
Yeah, I do my best not to miss these.
Okay. Hang on, just one moment. Hey, Terry?
Yeah.
You know what?
Yeah.
My line is not letting... You not letting me do anything. Oh, what? Terry's going to love this. I'm going to turn it over to you for a moment, and I'm going to call back into the conference line, and you're going to be on BBS, and Terry's going to cut off on the conference line, actually, when I do this, but I don't know how else to do it but to call back. So,
all callers are muted, and they can unmute themselves.
Guess what? We just muted. We are okay.
Yeah.
All right. Welcome. We are hitting the ground. Not exactly running, but the tires hit the street. And, you know, one of the things, I guess, that we're being an example for is how to flow when things are going wrong and how to make things work when the unexpected happens. You probably all hear that airplane that's flying overhead. I think that this is not an unusual challenge for all of us right now. And I just sent a notice out on BBS. The topic tonight was how to keep it together when things are falling apart. And I think that's a very good topic of conversation. You know, maybe we'll go back to how the Elohim created this realm and how this works, but, you know, right now, we are all in this realm. No matter how it was created, we're here, and we want to know how to work it, how to function, how to transcend whatever circumstances are happening around us, how to be senior to anything dysfunctional in our space, how to cope when things are falling apart, there's somebody hanging up. I guess things aren't falling apart for them. Okay, I can't, but for whatever reason, the conference line codes are not working. Now, I muted everybody, but now I can't unmute you. So this is an example. This is where I picked this topic, to make sure that everything would fall apart tonight, and we could make it work in spite of it. Welcome. Somebody just came on the line, and this is Wynn and Terry. And our sources. What we're doing is having a multidimensional interaction this Monday night. What is multidimensional? Well, we are on planet Earth, which is what some people call 3D. 3D. We're all individualized. We're all in separate bodies. We all have separate bank accounts. And we know that things are getting changed in this realm right now. We're seeing things happen that were predicted even in the time period that I was writing my book, The Reincarnation of Edgar Cayce, and I was studying the channelings of David Wilcock, and there was many predictions in there, and one of them said that the economy was going to break down, and eventually it would come to the place where people would be trading with each other. Now, we're not in that place yet, and hopefully we have a little more time, but we do know that anything is possible. We do know that there's increased earth changes, which is something that was in my book. We do see increased frequencies of earthquakes. We do know many of us are working through challenging financial times and an economy that's kind of being held together by duct tape. I believe that's true. Anyone that reads anything about the economy knows the value of the dollar is diminishing. Foreign investors in this country are taking their monies out. The confidence in the dollar, which was at one time one of the world's most trusted currencies, is down. The state of California is paying income tax rebates with IOUs instead of cash. So when we talk about hard times, we just don't mean ourselves. We can look at the powers to be and see hard times for them. And if suddenly currency loses its value, even those people that have lots of money in the bank, maybe they're going to have some clever way to protect themselves. They probably do because they have their accountants. But nonetheless, we have to be prepared for whatever might happen. And anything can happen. We can't control it. I can't control it. It's we as a group can control it. If there's enough consensus reality moving into cooperation and care, then things would happen and everything would, how would we say it? Everything would adjust itself accordingly. And people would find ways to cope. And of course, that's going to be all of our challenge, finding ways to cope. And part of finding ways to cope means swallowing our pride. Do you know there's something I can identify with this? I'm sure that this is, to a large extent, a male thing more than a female thing. But the male thing says, I don't want to show anyone my vulnerability. I want to be strong. And in a certain way, that attitude or that consciousness stands in the way being vulnerable to each other, to asking for help when we need it. Of course, you need to find somebody that's able to help. That's the problem. A lot of times we need help and no one around us can help us because they're not in a position to help, particularly if it's about finances. So somehow or another, we have to get through this. We have to find the way to be with each other authentically, real, as humans, no matter what happens. Because our main security and our main resource are each other. There was a fellow that was channeling on our line a year ago, and somebody asked him the question. His source was channeling the answer. And the question was, okay, we know the economy is falling apart. We know things are tough. Is this a really good time to buy gold and silver and store food? And the answer was kind of interesting because they said, well, in some ways that would seem like a reasonable thing to do. But on the other hand, doing that, or in that kind of consciousness, thinking of that, protecting yourself, might create you as a target. Because if everyone is without, then you're with. How are you going to cope? Everybody's going to want what you have. So he said in this channeling that the real security was with each other. The real security was having a group of people with a high spiritual affiliation that you could count on, that you could troubleshoot problems together. Do you have that now? Even I think I'm starting to develop that as a result of this group we're doing. But I can see how hard it is to do it because people feel it's hard to come together spiritually when you're feeling a sense of fear, anticipation, etc., etc. So this is actually a channeling session, and I'm going to like discuss some of these things with our source through Terry. And Terry, are you on the line?
Yes, I am.
I'm just making sure so we don't start this. Are those topics good topics as far as you're concerned, your conscious self?
Yeah, they're very appropriate.
And I think this is like coming right into where everyone is right now. We're all dealing with this. And, I mean, even our sources in many of the channelings have said, well, here we are, you and I are living in L.A., and they said, get out of major cities. If things fall apart, major cities are not going to be the happiest places to be or the safest places. They're talking about possible earth changes and earthquakes in different locations. And we have a bunch of people on our line that have to be going through these kinds of anxieties themselves. So what we're going to do is we're going to call in the light. We're going to make a group connection between us all, and we're going to ask questions on the topic that I've addressed for this evening. If you're listening for the first time, if you happen to be tuning in for the first time, this is a little ritual. It's called Calling In of the Light. And it's actually an intention. We're just going with an intention. And if you're here for the first time, you don't have to go along with this. You can listen at a distance and see how it resonates over time. But the people, many of the people who have checked in regularly have felt the connection that gets started when we do this. Because what we're doing is creating an intention to create a vibration of oneness on this line with everyone who's listening and our sources who explain themselves to be group souls in other dimensions. And that to do this, you have to be able, willing, open to the idea of moving your consciousness into these invisible places that you don't have eyes to see, but you do have the ability to feel. And the parts of you that exist outside of the physical realm. And if you're not sure that's true, just be open to the idea. Father, Mother, God, I can't... We're having trouble... Our control buttons on the conference call, so we're going to have to put up with occasional dings, because I can't mute them. Father, Mother, God, we ask just now for the presence of the light to surround and protect each person on this line. And any negativity taken to the higher realms of light and transmuted for the highest good of all concerned. We see ourselves in the flow of energy radiating from the center of our galaxy through our bodies and into the center of the earth. And right now, we invoke a group energy connection, a braiding of our souls, all the time maintaining the individual integrity of our beings. And we invite those sources to join with this collective energy that we're creating, take a moment to feel the energy. And we're going to let them address us through Terry, and maybe they will choose to just give a overview on all the things I've brought up. And then I'll ask questions, or maybe they'll just ask me to ask questions. I turn it over to our sources.
We greet you in the love light of the one infinite creator. We are pleased to be with you this April 12, 2010, focused through Los Angeles, California, through the instrument of Terry Brown. We make connection with all on the radio line and on the telephone line and those that are listening in the future. We change our orientation to view from a larger scale the economic situation as it is created at this time. The pressures are increasing. And the economic climate will get more diverse, and with those that do not have, it will be harder to have and to get money together. But those that have, they will get richer as they have the money than to purchase the things which others are letting go for very little. We look over a family of man and see the customs of different countries. Some have the ability to grow their own food. And they are relatively stable. Others do not have such abilities. Do you have questions?
Well, we do have people listening to this all over the world, and I'm sure everyone is thinking in their minds, what am I going to do if there's no food? What is the future going to bring? How am I going to survive? I know that one thing that I have learned through all my conversations with you, with both Terry and Daphne, and I've kind of integrated this at a deep level, that this is one lifetime of many, and that there's endless chances and endless opportunities. And there's really two challenges that everyone has to address in their life right now. And one challenge is the one that I brought up, how do we cope when everything's falling apart? And the other challenge is most people don't even know they're dealing with this challenge, and that is, how do we make sure when we leave this realm, we don't come back to the low planet, the repeat planet? How do we graduate? How do we go from being in fear that there's not enough food, that there's not enough money, that our house might get foreclosed, which is in our face, which is fear, which is exactly the emotion or feeling which keeps you from having your heart open? How do we keep our hearts open while we're in the midst of all these day-to-day dilemmas in our lives on planet Earth?
Notice as you deal with the day-to-day commitments.
Could you speak a little closer to the microphone, please?
Notice as you deal with the day-to-day commitments that as the day-to-day things that one does begins to show signs of breakdown. An example would be individuals losing their jobs, more work, and less people to do those jobs. Bills that remain unpaid. As you see these stresses upon yourself or your friends, or yourself and your friends, then note how the individuals under such stress begin to pull together, and individuals begin to realize that they are not independent and separated from their fellow man. However, they are working with their fellow man towards their goals, and their fellow man are contributing. The grocer who provides the food, the trucks that bring the transported food to the stores, the drivers, the taxi cab drivers that help get one there, the repair shop that repairs your car. Individual connections are becoming more valuable as people begin to see that they are not alone, but they are connected and are reaping benefits from these connections. Individuals will begin to pull together more and begin to respect and cherish their connections more as they see how these connections contribute to their life.
Okay. Someone right now that doesn't have those kinds of cherished connections in their life, that has been a loner, for example, what could they do in their own attitude to be able to attract those kinds of connections into their life?
The first thing would be to meet someone, to find a group that one could attend that has similar interests, a dance group, a scrapbook group, a internet baseball game group, something where they have something in common with the rest, and to put out the energy to make yourself known. Who are you? What do you need? A place on Facebook where other people can begin to know of your presence. These connections, although they may start very, very small, can lead to something else, which leads to something else. And using discernment, so one does not get pulled in to some scheme, but using discernment, that one finds friends who are working along the same lines and goals, then they may start to enrich their life.
You know, one of the things that is available, and I'll just bring this up as an idea that's available to everyone that has an internet connection, is there's an internet website called Meetup, meetup.com. And anyone can start a group on any topic and announce to the entire Meetup community that they're holding a group and people are meeting in little restaurants, and they come together with common topics or common interests, and that anyone could go on the internet and do Meetup and do a search for their particular city. And in most cities, at least in the United States, maybe it's more than that, but in the United States, most cities have numbers of groups forming and meeting every week or every month for Meetup. Is that the kind of thing that would help someone? would help bring this together. It seems like it is, but I thought I'd mention it because many people don't even know that exists.
Yes, many cities have breakfast clubs, including Los Angeles, where the individual can join and go to a breakfast meeting and can then make friends with different individuals seeking someone that they have a lot in common with. This is the kind of thing we are talking about. There can be church groups, sewing groups. One may look in the paper for advertisements. One may put something out in... When one puts out the energy, one then will get a response.
An issue that I think many people face is when things are going bad, they have this response of not feeling good about themselves. Like they're used to introducing themselves. And when you introduce yourself to people, and people say, how's it going? And you say, terrible. Or your energy is all withdrawn because things are tough for you. And they have the feeling they have to look good. So how can someone overcome that and actually establish these connections?
One can just go out and start. And then they will notice that other individuals are also having a hard time. And then they will not feel so bad about themselves as they see others in similar circumstances.
So the key to this is take action and do something no matter what you're feeling. Just take action, go somewhere, and if a worst case scenario happens and nobody likes you, then just don't go back to that group and go to another group. Would that be a good course of action?
Yes. If one is in a group and they experience that the other members of the group do not like them and are stuck up or for some reason are into something that others can't join, then they are not the right group for you, as one has common bonds with individuals somewhere and they need to put out the energy to find those individuals.
Now, those people that are coming into our lines and are making some kind of connection vibrationally with the group's soul energies that we're bringing forth here, how will that help them, or how can that help them, or will it help them in this earthly challenge that we're going through?
This can put DW-40 into their flow of energy and help them to move out of their box and can provide, although it is at a very high frequency, the love light that will help them by providing synchronicities and helping support their intentions to better their life circumstance.
I see. And how about earth changes? I mean, people have been told that certain areas are prone to earthquakes, certain areas are prone to rising of the tides. If a person knows they live in one of those areas, and in most cases they don't have the money to be able to leave that area, how can they cope with those potentials?
They could make a place in, let's say that there were nearby hills, make a little camp, put some provisions down, and say, put them in a case and bury them and mark the spot. Get familiar with some place that they can go on quick notice. Would there be a problem in their low-lying area? For instance, fishermen, they would want to stay near the shore. However, they could keep their senses open and monitor with a radio or their senses open to the ground and see what shaking had occurred if there was a strong earthquake where they are. And then have the place on the hill as a place to retreat to. Some place that perhaps they have friends, and to get together with those friends and to get the agreement that should something happen, that they may move quickly to visit the other family or group. It is through connections that one may enhance their survival and enrich their life.
I would imagine just the idea of calling friends up and creating this kind of plan is also an act of starting to have an open-heart connection with other people.
Yes, and the family members or the friends then would feel the connection and welcome this connection and enrich their lives also.
So even if you never go there, just the fact that you call people up and you made these connections is the beginning of a kind of caring and a group interaction, we could say, yes?
Yes, otherwise the individuals involved may just continue on alone and would never experience the warmth of the connection.
Thank you. We hear people checking into the line. Normally we have those things muted, but on this topic, we're talking about all these changes happening. Can you see the timeline when these kinds of things might actually, they're already going on, of course, but the escalation of their intensity in terms of a timeline?
The timeline, as the Earth moves more into alignment with the Hunaku, it places more pulling upon the Earth energy and move the Earth into a higher probability of earthquake as the pulling upon the planet increases and areas of weakness are then stressed and experience more earth changes.
The bottom line is the closer we move to 2012, December of 2012, the more intense these changes are going to be. How about after 2012? Will there be a relaxation of this, or a gradual relaxation?
Yes, there will be a relaxation of this, and the Earth will gradually stabilize.
Thank you. Well, we have about 4 minutes left. Is there anything that I haven't addressed on this topic that would be important to share with our listeners?
Money is not everything. When an individual comes into the life, he needs the care and the loving in order to survive. And the individuals on some planets do not use money, but do use exchange. Exchange can be used now when individuals have less money. And as the connections between individuals get stronger, as the trust between them grows, then there will be more opportunities for exchange.
Thank you. Just out of curiosity, are there planets that are polarized, that have come up with systems that are more equitable than our planet, where people operate in a much more loving way of exchanging with each other?
Yes, there are planets which get along very nicely without the use of money. And the individuals thus experience more directly the exchanges that they get. And they work very nicely in the survival of the individuals.
I would guess that on most planets there's not huge negative agendas trying to implement their will on the people.
That is correct. Earth is a difficult planet, as there are many negative agendas. As individuals who gear toward the negative feel that it is important for their survival, and they struggle against great odds that they imagine are in their way. They, in the past, have had a hard time with survival and have bared down to attempt to survive at all costs.
in what galaxy are the more happy planets? Are they centered in one galaxy, or are they just spread randomly?
They're spread randomly, and they are in Andromeda, and they are in other galaxies. Earth has had a difficult history, which has made it difficult for individuals now as the memory remains submerged but interactive with current times.
Thank you so much. So we're going to just close right now. Thank you for being here with us and sharing your perspective and letting you know that we have a program called Team Shift, teamshift.messageaday.net, which is where people are coming together and meeting each other in little groups over the telephone. So if you find yourself in one of those places where you feel very alone and alienated, that could be a good program to become part of. Teamshift.messageaday.net. And thank you, Terry. Thank you all on the line. Let's see. I still can't unmute everybody. We're lucky we got this far. Thank you, BBS listeners. And Wednesday, we're doing our questions and answers that you submit. And Sunday, we're doing our grid healing. Bless you all. And I'm not going to be able to let you say goodbye because I can't unmute you. So I will hear your thoughts as you say goodbye to us. And thank you for being here supporting what we do.